From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy.
Thank you, Lance.
And Mike, we got to go back to that dominant performance against the Vikings. It seems like a while ago, but at one point, including the Bears game, 66 consecutive points, zero for the opponent. That is impressive. You got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, it's great. I wish it could like it all the time. But no, just a great stretch of football, no doubt about it. I mean, you look at the way the teams evolved over the 5 weeks. We really improved in Chicago and definitely took a big step against Minnesota.
Mike, certainly a lot to like in the Viking game. Do you have a number one thing that impressed you the most about your team's performance?
Number just one?
Yeah.
I would just say their play style. You always look at the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's such a huge indicator on, the flow of the game. And I felt like our team dominated the line of scrimmage continually throughout the game.
Kind of continuing that theme, Mike, Eddie Lacy punished people. The running game averaged 5.6 yards per carry. Was there something you saw, or what an impressive performance from Eddie to do that?
Well, I mean, really, Eddie was excellent, but it starts up front. I thought the run blocking was outstanding. The primary run concept that we had going into the game, we really hit it and hit it off, and that couple of Eddie's big runs were off of that play. So I was just very pleased with the whole execution of it.
Mike, I don't want to leave the offensive line too quickly, oddly enough, but one thing about your bunch is that tackle to tackle, they truly work to finish. Oh, yeah. And it pays off, and it paid off against the Minnesota Vikings.
Pursuit and finish, we consider a fundamental of football, and we're definitely getting better. So, I mean, we've had some really good individual performances as far as the particular run blocking unit finishing or the pass protection unit finishing, but I think as a whole, it was clearly our best game.
Julius Peppers, the first player in NFL history with 100 career sacks and 10 interceptions. Does that speak to what a freak athlete this guy really is?
Well, I mean, he's definitely a special athlete, but I mean, he's a special football player too. I just think his instincts, his understanding, just to really the way he came into our program, picked it up seamlessly, is very comfortable doing everything we've asked of him in his new position, and now seeing him getting the timing, that just seeing that whole group starting to play together, and that's just going to continue to grow. So, yes, I mean, what a remarkable career, and hopefully it continues to go on for a couple more years.
Mike, if we could go back to Eddie Lacy for just a moment. You got asked a lot of questions last week about whether he should be lining up in the gun or whether conventional runs are more his style. Is there anything to that whole discussion? How do you look at that?
Man, what's that, half an hour show? Well, the reality is, I think you got to consider the source of where the opinions and questions come from. It really, in football, there's tendencies you pay close attention to. We have some tendencies right now after five games that are not balanced like they normally would be. So, I mean, that's something that I focus on. But our running backs run the ball, from with the quarterback under center, and our running backs run the ball from the shotgun. We actually ran the ball better last year from the shotgun than we did with the quarterback under center. That's not as true so far this year. But we need to run the ball more, frankly, with the quarterback in the gun, and we need to throw the ball more with the quarterback under center. So I hope that answers your question.
Aaron Rodgers, 200 career touchdown passes, second quickest to do that in NFL history. What do you see out of him, Mike, as he continues to have just a remarkable career but still has a long way to go?
Yeah, what you see with Aaron Rodgers is, this, every year is a new offense. You're obviously the relationships that he has with Jordy Nelson, the offensive line, but it's the stuff that I really enjoy is watching him develop with the younger players, because it's important for your team not only to practice together, play together each and every week. Aaron does a great job of being that mentor, good teammate, the interaction, particularly with the younger guys, and just trying to get everybody on the same page. So, that's why you play the games. I mean, every year is a challenge, and he's off to another excellent start.
One of those young younger guys. Jeff Janis making his first catches the other night. That's got to be fun as a coach to watch a young guy progress.
Oh yeah, it's fun to see guys get opportunities, and Jeff, you know, Jeff did a couple of nice things on special teams also. So yeah, it's always fun to see a guy get his first catch and see Julius Peppers do his first Lambeau leap, and, you know, things like that. So it's those are the little things you'll always remember.
I think the defense had 6 sacks, 16 quarterback hits, and it wasn't until the second half until Minnesota crossed the midfield stripe. That's got to be extremely impressive to turn on that tape and say, okay, to the guys, this is what the defense is truly capable of.
Well, no doubt. I mean, we dominated the line of scrimmage. I mean, the penetration, 16 quarterback hits, I mean, that's unheard of. Just the pressure that we were able to put on their passing game. We went in with the focus of stopping a run game and making it a one-dimensional game, and that's when we were able to get that done.
Mike, part of that pass rush, I thought, is on a regular basis, you got pressure from more than one point. And keeping a quarterback corralled, to me, that's a real critical part of getting sacks, which you had 6 of besides the hits. And could you talk about that a little bit, that pressure from more than one point, more than one guy?
Well, every quarterback has a style. Every quarterback has, you know, a certain level of ability and skill level as far as how they throw the ball from in the pocket and out of the pocket. So it's important to always get the quarterback off his spot, particularly when he's in the pocket. And I thought we did that throughout, whether it was the inside pressure, the edge pressure, whether it was blitzers. You know, I thought we did – Dom did an excellent job with a number of different combinations of schemes. So, you know, our penetrator was really getting the push that you needed, and any time you have that, because you always have a penetrator and a looper, you know, when a penetrator is getting that much push at the initial point, you know, it really obviously gives the looper a chance to get a free hit on the quarterback.
All right, next up, our special guest this week, he is T.J. Lang. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Tonight's guest is a very nasty player. He drives guys into the dirt. He always gets the last shove in, but he's a very nice person. Please say hello to T.J. Lang.
Thanks for having me.
T.J., I was just kidding, sort of. Now, you have this kind of dual personality thing. When you get out there, you can be rather nasty. That's a good thing. Can you talk about balancing the two?
Well, it's a trait that, as an offensive lineman, is extremely important in my mind, and you know, it's something that I learned when I first started playing the position. I got transferred over to the offensive line in college, wasn't cutting it on the defensive line, and didn't really have much skill, much technique to my game. But the one thing I knew was, if I was going to be physical and aggressive, that that would make up for a lot of the mishaps that I have in the fundamental department. So, but as an offensive lineman, I mean, you're the guys that a lot of your teammates look to set the tone. I mean, we're hitting somebody every single play. We're, you know, I think it's important for us to play physical, play aggressive, but not far enough along the line to where you're drawing penalties. You always want to, you know, make sure that you're setting the tone out there.
T.J., the Bear game, the Viking game, do you guys kind of feel like you got it cooking offensively right now?
Well, you know, these last two games have definitely been very good wins for us, and ironically, we kind of did it two different fashions. In the Chicago game, Aaron had a huge day offensively, threw the ball a lot. You know, it was just sticking to what was working, and that day was the passing game. And this past week against Minnesota, to go out and run the ball like we've been trying the whole year, and to be successful, you know, it shows that we're very very dynamic offense. When, you know, we know up front when we give Aaron time, he's going to make a lot of big plays happen, because you look at the type of skill players we have with our receivers and tight ends, and we know when that's working for us, the run game is going to come a little bit easier too. So it was awesome to see us as a team take a step forward. You know, I think our defense has just been playing lights out the last couple of games. They've been getting us a lot of turnovers, and that's always a momentum boost to your offense. So you know, it's kind of good to kind of get the momentum back on our side and straighten things out a little bit.
Mike, right before the season, you said this offensive line could be my best in Green Bay. Now, as the season's unfolding and the group's playing, you still feeling that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it always starts inside, you know, with Josh and TJ and their veteran presence and leadership there. And, you know, getting Brian back, David is playing outstanding in his second year. And, I mean, what could you say about Corey? Corey has stepped right in and, you know, picked right up where JC left off. So we're getting better each and every week up front, and I think it's a big part of our success on offense.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. We have one of our regulars, Lenny, and he has a question to TJ.
Hi, TJ. Is it more satisfying to beat the Vikings, or would you rather some other team?
That's tough. It's always good beating our neighbors over there in Minnesota, and it's probably equally as good beating Chicago as well, especially down at Soldier Field. I mean, it's always nice to win those division games. I can't really compare what feels better. A win always feels great no matter who you're playing, but those division opponents are definitely more satisfying.
TJ's got to play both of them, so you got to watch the answer on that as well. All right, Courtney, you have a question for TJ as well.
Hi, TJ. We've heard you're a jokester. How do you keep the mood light in the locker room when things get serious?
That's a good question. You know, I think you just have to keep reminding guys that, you know, we can't lose any confidence in what we're doing. I know, you know, early in the season this year, we started 1-2 and you know, there was a lot of pressure on us to win some games, and you just have to sit back. And for me, you know, it's just realizing how blessed you are to be in this you have this opportunity to play professional football, and you know, kind of look at the big picture of things. And we've got a lot of great leaders on our team, a lot of older guys that are there for the younger guys that don't really know what it's like to lose a couple games and go on a rough patch. But you know, it's always important to keep things light. You don't want to ever put too much pressure on yourself to do things where you're starting to play outside of your own game or your own, you know, the offense or whatever it is. So, you know, it's just about looking at the big picture and trying to stay on track.
Greg's a big guy. Maybe you played offensive line as well, but you got a question for TJ.
On the offensive line, when you get set for a play, Aaron's making a lot of adjustments along with the center. And sometimes the amount of time that you're in that set position seems forever. How do you, is there any tricks? Does Aaron give you any sort of clue that, hey, I'm going to be up here another 5 seconds or something before he hikes the ball to keep that all, you know, that?
I think, you know, we have a pretty good awareness of what the play clock's at. I think if time's winding down and we don't hear Aaron say anything, kind of expect that he's going to take a timeout, but there's a lot of, I mean, there's been plays where Aaron's changed it 4 or 5 times, and the communication that happens from him to the offensive line, you know, and then from the right guard to the right tackle, left guard to left, it all has to happen so fast, and you know, but that's what we practice at. We practice playing at a very fast pace and a high tempo, and it's something that, you know, you got to make sure that you're always sharp mentally.
All right, great questions this week. Thank you to TJ. TJ and Larry will be next up on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Rodgers under center. Lacy the long back give. Lacy bouncing to the right. Cuts it back. He explodes across the 45-50. He's wrestled down inside the 45. 18-yard run.
Welcome back. Time to talk some ball with TJ Lang. And TJ, as folks have already heard, you're a very articulate person. Kind of coach us up on this play from Thursday night's game.
Oh, yeah. This play was definitely one that we've been waiting for. It was one of our first explosive runs, really, of the season. Kind of got us kick-started on offense here. Basic zone play to the right.
Feel free to draw. There we go.
We've got, okay, so you see this defensive end here. He's head up on the tight end. So we want to try to get outside of that. We have double teams all across the board. Brian, Drew are going to double team up to the backer. We have really 3-on-2 here in the middle, whichever it pans out. Us three are responsible for the backside backer. You know, just if we take it through the play, you know, my job is to just reach this guy, try to wash him out of the hole as best as I can do. Backside, really probably the most important block here is is what Josh Sitton does on the nose tackle, where he cuts him down. That just creates a huge lane. Just a well-designed, well-blocked play by everybody up front. You know, you see this linebacker here, if you can barely see him, he kind of gets lost in the scrum because we've got so much lateral movement to our right that he, whichever way he fits, if he wants to go inside, Eddie's going to bounce it out here. If he fits out, Eddie's going to come right back, just what he did. That's always a picture you're looking for, that much space right there. Put Eddie in a one-on-one situation with the safety coming down. That's the way you design how to run the football. You give him as many options as possible, get him up to the safety, let him work his magic, turns it into a big 18-yard run, really started the momentum there for us on the ground.
Wind him up and away he goes.
Any more plays?
No.
I do this all day.
End of the day, high dill diddle, Eddie Lacy up the middle, TJ Lang helping him along the way. Thanks so much for being here.
No problem.
Continued success.
Appreciate
it. More of the Mike McCarthy Show. Don't go away.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. It's still victory time, so we got to talk about the game balls. And Eddie Lacy gets the game ball for the offense. Wow, what an impressive performance like we've talked about.
Excellent night against the Vikings. You know, went over 100 yards for the first time this year. And I thought he did a great job of putting his foot down and really tearing up the second level.
Mike, I thought your defense did a heck of a job of playing fast and hard. Nobody played any faster and harder than Morgan Burnett. He was all over the field.
Definitely. I mean, his tackle production and just the way, you know, he was feeling, particularly early in the game, as far as the commitment to stopping a run. You know, Morgan's, he's having a heck of a year, and that was definitely a big night for him.
Second week in a row, I believe, Sean Richardson gets the special teams game ball.
Sean's playing lights out on special teams. I mean, he's clearly, I mean, it's every week where there's either a play that he's part of or obviously winning two game balls back-to-back. So he's having a great year so far.
Mike, did Tim Mastay finish second in the voting? I mean, 50-yard gross, 45 net, and 5 inside the 20. I mean, he had a heck of a night, too.
Well, we have more than 3 balls that we pass out, you know, and we always wait till Saturday. That's kind of our team meeting. So I think there may be something in there for Tim.
That's good to hear. Mike, quicker start the last two games. Is there any magic wand formula to that, or is that something that you stressed?
Well, offensively, we practice the first 7 calls of the game, you know, both Friday and Saturday. So, I mean, we're just executing and, you know, playing a little better the last 2 weeks.
Mike, here's another one of those things that's kind of floating around sometimes, is that you guys score so fast. Is that any kind of an issue? I mean, do you ever think those thoughts?
Let's hope it continues to be an issue. I mean, it's about getting the ball in the end zone, you know, and if we can keep going that fast and, you know, hopefully just get rid of a couple of these 3-and-outs, we could maybe put a few more in there.
So. All right. That's well put. Next up, we'll get you ready for the Miami Dolphins. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe Supply by Montopoly.
And welcome back on the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, it's an uncommon opponent, the Miami Dolphins, but somebody you know very well, head coach Joe Philbin.
Definitely. Joe's a dear friend and obviously was a big part of our success here in Green Bay. He's doing a great job down there in Miami. This is a big game for both teams. I think anytime you get in that second quarter of the season, you know, teams need to start to separate themselves and we need to have a good week of preparation, drink a lot of water and hydration. We'll be at a premium come Sunday afternoon.
The fact that Joe spent a lot of time with you and with the Green Bay Packers, any kind of a factor at all as you prepare for Miami?
Well, I mean, Joe knows, you know, our process and the way we go about things, but, you know, your team changes really so much year to year, just from a standpoint of personnel. Scheme-wise, it's always evolving. So, you know, Joe's doing some different things, you know, offensively this year, and he did last year, and his defense is playing very well. So, I think it really comes down to football will always be football.
Mike, good luck in Miami.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. We'll get you in. Talk to you after the Dolphins game. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Thanks for watching, everybody.